Chapter 1. Hannah Swenson was startled awake at 4:47 in the morning. Two feral eyes were staring down at her. She batted out at them, and they vanished, leaving an accusatory yowl floating in their wake. "This is my pillow, not yours," Hannah muttered, retrieving it and settling it in under her head. But before she could close her eyes for the few precious minutes of sleep that remained until her alarm clock blared, guilt set in. She'd never slapped out at Moishe before. Her orange and white tomcat had taken enough abuse while he was living on the streets. His left ear was torn, and he was blind in one eye, a reminder of how he'd once fought to survive. In the time since Hannah had invited him in to share her condo, they'd become friends. Now that friendship was in jeopardy. If worse came to worst, Moishe might never trust her again.
"I'm sorry, Moishe. Come here and I'll scratch your ears."
Hannah patted the sheets, hoping for feline forgiveness.
"I'd never really hurt you. You should know that by now. You just scared me, that's all."
There was another yowl, a bit less irate this time, coming from the floor by the foot of her bed. Hannah patted the sheets again, and she felt a thump as Moishe landed on the mattress. All was forgiven, and that made her feel good. But now that she was wide awake, her neck began to twinge with a vengeance. Moishe must have commandeered her pillow shortly after she'd gone to bed, and now she was paying the price of his comfort. The only cure for her sore neck would be a long, hot shower before she went to work.
"Fine, I'm up," Hannah grumbled, reaching out to flick off her alarm. "I'll get your breakfast, then I'll shower."
Once she'd found her slippers, Hannah padded down the hallway to the kitchen. She flicked on the light and opened the window to catch any early morning breezes that might be lurking outside her condo complex, but only warm, muggy air greeted her. Lake Eden, Minnesota, was in the middle of an unseasonable heat wave. Unusual weather for the tail end of June, and the nights were almost as hot as the days. Moishe took up a position by his food bowl and gazed at her expectantly. His tail was flicking back and forth like a metronome, and Hannah wondered idly whether she could attach a fan and harness all that energy.
"Patience is a virtue," Hannah muttered, quoting her mother.
Then she remembered that the admonition hadn't worked on her, either.
"I'm getting your breakfast right now, even before my first cup of coffee. If that isn't an apology, I don't know what is."
Moishe's tail continued swishing as Hannah went to the broom closet and opened the padlock she'd installed on the door. Some people might think that the padlock was overkill, but Moishe got insecure every time he could see a bare patch at the bottom of his food, and he wasn't shy about helping himself from the mother load. Tired of sweeping up spilled kitty crunchies, Hannah had attempted to secure her stock by several unsuccessful methods. Moishe had conquered a bungee cord, a new heavy-duty latch, and a hook-and-eye fastener. When her determined feline roommate wanted food, he turned into a regular Houdini. No lock could stop him for long. Once Moishe was crunching contentedly, Hannah poured herself a cup of coffee and headed off to the shower. Today was Friday, and it promised to be a busy day. Not only was Friday Pie Day at the Cookie Jar, Hannah's bakery and coffee shop, she had to fill an order for 5 batches of old-fashioned sugar cookies. The order had come from a Minneapolis caterer, and the cookies were for a wedding reception. Hannah and her partner, Lisa Herman, had mixed up the cookie dough before they'd locked up the previous night. Hannah would bake the cookies, and then the pies, lemon meringue this week, before Lisa came in at 7:30. It was Lisa's job to decorate the cookies with the initials of the bride and groom, PP for Pamela Pollock, and TH for Toby Heller. After a few minutes under the steaming spray, Hannah's neck pain had faded into a dull ache. Since the KCOW weatherman had predicted that today could be one of the hottest days of the summer, she decided to wear her lightest weight